From Washington, this is VOA News. Deadly shootout in Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines flight makes safe emergency landing. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russia says it is outraged by a deadly shootout in eastern Ukraine that breached an Easter truce. Officials say a shootout at a checkpoint manned by pro-Russian separatists left at least two people dead near the town of Slavyansk, which is under the control of pro-Russian militants. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Russian and Ukrainian officials traded accusations of responsibility for the shootout and the worsening chaos engulfing eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk spoke on NBC's Meet the Press television program broadcast in the United States.
President Putin has a dream to restore the Soviet Union. And every day he goes further and further. And God knows where is the final destination.
The Prime Minister demanded Moscow adopt a hands-off policy towards his country.
They have their own country. We have our own country.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Drone airstrikes targeting suspected al-Qaeda training camps in a rugged mountain region in southern Yemen have killed more than 30 militants over 2 days. Yemeni security officials say at least 25 militants were killed Sunday, and 10 militants and 3 civilians were killed Saturday. The officials did not identify who carried out the attacks. Malaysia Airlines says a flight with 166 people on board made a safe emergency landing after experiencing a problem with its landing gear. The airline posted a message on Twitter saying Malaysia Airlines flight MH192 landed safely early Monday morning in Kuala Lumpur. That flight, carrying 159 passengers and 7 crew members, was bound for Bangalore, India, when it turned back toward the airport in Kuala Lumpur. Last month, a Malaysian Airlines flight vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in circumstances that have yet to be fully explained. Searchers are still looking for any wreckage from the plane in the Indian Ocean. South Korean divers have entered a sunken ferry to recover more bodies as the death toll reached 58 Sunday with 246 still unaccounted for. Most of the victims are high school students. Hundreds of divers battled strong undercurrents and poor visibility to enter the submerged ferry, which went down last Wednesday with 476 people on board off the southwestern island of Jindo. There are only 174 known survivors, with no one rescued since Wednesday. The captain, the third mate, and one other crew member have been arrested on charges of deserting their passengers as the ferry sank. Christians around the world have celebrated Easter, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Pope Francis spoke to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square. Robert Berger attended Easter services in Jerusalem.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Easter dawned in Jerusalem with a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb. The faithful sang hymns and proclaimed that Jesus is risen. Pilgrims came from all over the world, including Jay Raxon from the U.S. state of Iowa.
Well, there's nothing really quite like it to celebrate Easter Sunday morning at the Garden Tomb.
A few hours later, Easter Mass was celebrated at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Priests and monks in festive robes chanted the Easter liturgy as a fragrant cloud of incense rose above the ancient stone tomb, which Christians believe is the very place where Jesus rose from the dead. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A famous Pakistani television talk show host was shot in the latest wave of attacks on journalists in that country. Hamid Mir, a host for the private television channel Jio, was wounded in the attack in Karachi Saturday but expected to survive. Police say he suffered at least 3 gunshot wounds to the stomach, leg, and pelvic area. Jio News described the attack as a targeted shooting incident. Hamid Mir has spoken out in the past against injustices and atrocities against Pakistani people and condemned an attack against media personnel in Karachi earlier this year. Next month's presidential election in Egypt will be contested by just 2 candidates after no one else filed paperwork to run in the polls by the Sunday deadline. Former Egyptian Army General Abdel el-Sisi will face a challenge from leftist politician Hamdine Sabihi. The vote is scheduled for May 26th and the 27th. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.